The following shiur has been presented by Rav Daniel Dombrov, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
So over, just a shiloh which... no one should ever know from these shilas, but I think it was an interesting shilas to bring out some of the Zadim and Arsugya. There was a family that did an extension on their house, and as we know, these things could sometimes schlep on for a very long time. Sometime deep into this project, the Isha, she had a baby, and the husband noticed that the child had a striking resemblance to the construction manager. The child has had a... How do we done such a thing? If it's Mamish Anan Sadi, so that's, you know, like something like Yitzchak and Avram, so that's, I'm not going to go into that if it's Mamish called Anan, if it would be Mamish Anan Sadi. But let's talk about where it's not in that Madrega. So, number one is, the Shaila is it at all Daima to Raglaim Ladavar of Kinan Stira? And number two, is there an obligation on the Baal to pursue the matter? Does he have to... You know, this is his job to see what's going on and to try and discover what was behind it. So I want to, number one, to establish that the din we have by Kinan Stira is it's not the pshat that stam that this nus makes yisurim, but rather it has to be chalad in iser. It's a chalad in iser, not different than kinan kedushin. It's just leman halimah. So Lamaisa, I want to spread that the did it's a chalais din iser that the kinyan stira creates, that the baal is able to make isurim that make no different than getting in kedushin. Lamashal, number one, he makes kinyan stira. What happens by kinyan stira is that we see that he increases the level of iser. Lamashal, that now even yichud, which was previously mutter, for example Pesach Pesuach, which is normally mutter or baal beir, will now become usher to this individual, and that the baal created that extra iser which would have been normally mutter. And should he be oivan lakin in stira? So let's say the baal would then see the stira. So the chayyur, he saw the raglaim adavar, should be usher. Nonetheless, should be kiv eger is medayik in Rashi that's not true. He remains mutter unless you have edim. You need mamish edik kiyim, no different than like beginning kedushin. Otherwise, he'll remain mutter. Not only that. Let's say now let's say there was a kinyan stira with Edom. So now the din of the baal is to do a discovery, find out what was going on. He'd give her the mayim. Let's say the baal decides not to do it. So previously she was aser both labaal and labayil. Let's say he decides he's not giving her the mayim. So is she going to remain aser to the boil? The suffix didn't go away. Nonetheless, the Chakos Mechaykik says that if the baal doesn't decide not to be mashka her, she becomes mutter to the boil. In other words, the baal is the is no. I mean, if he's megarish, in other words, the iser la'olam of the baal will go off. In other words, the baal is asering her with the kinyan stira, and it's his din to be mashker. And if he doesn't go weiter, the iser goes away. Bishmuel argues, but he doesn't. He also says, we're going to be kaif for the baal. He says the iser doesn't go away, but rather we're kaif for the baal to give her the mayim. So you see again, it's the baal din to be mashkar. It's not just the suffix that we're independently declaring. And additionally, you see that that there's a machlekes rishonim. What would be the Achiezer declares? What's the gedder of Eid Echad? Why is an Eid Echad believed? Is it a pshat that we actually believe him, or is it just a pshat that we don't do the hashka? We don't give her to drink, but makam Eid Echad. Nafkamina, which is a machlekes Rambam and Taisvis, is let's say we were already mashkar. And then the Eidach comes along. So the Rambam says, the Taisa says, we still believe the Eidach. Eidach is namanis. Even with the Ashka, we'll still believe the Eidach. The Rambam says, no, at that point, the Eidach doesn't have an namanis. No, the Gemara says it's not a definitive beer because it could be schus. Right. Same way, two Eidim. But the Gemara's before two Eidim would be believed. So Taisa says, you will believe him. The Rambam says, not. So Pashas would be totally in this Chakira. Reb Chaim wants to say, that no, even according to the Rambam, it could be an amanus, but the hashka was the pshat that he fulfilled. That was it. The kinyan stira is only as a schus to keep this iser in place until the hashka. Once hashka is completed, the kinyan stira is as if it goes away, goes off, The Baal lost his chusim here, and Mela, there's no kines here anymore, there's no din to believe the Eirachot. Additionally, we see a very interesting thing, that the geder of the Isser is the pshat, that the Ishus, which was disputed, that they had this struggle between the Baal and the Baal, becomes usher to both of them. Ad kere kach, we see it in two aspects. Number one, let's say the Baal was ma'aniser. It comes out of two tzadim in the sugya, two tzadim, will she be, she's not usher to the Baal, will she be usher to the Baal? So according to one tzadim, she will actually be mutter to the Baal also. Because this type of noise doesn't answer the Baal, won't answer the Baal either. The Chalkas Mechalik goes a step weiter. Let's say the Baal is a Kayin. Typically, a Kayin, even Ba'inis, when he has an Ishus, which is shtered, even when there's an Ainis involved, it becomes also a Kayin. The Chalkas Mechalik says that now that she's ushered to the Baal, because he's a Kayin, she'll become ushered to the Baal, even though the Baal is a Yisrael and it was an Ainis. The Dalgum Arvava, Umaysa, argues, he says it won't become ushered, but it's Kishem. Kishem Sha'at to the Labayil kachas labal. He says you flip it. You go the reverse way, and if the Baal is a kayin, she will become usher to the Baal, who's Yisrael. The Dag Mavava argues, but very interestingly, that it becomes the Isser is a shared Isser. And even when we have a real znus, even there it would seem to be not just the reality that you become usher because of znus. The Gemara Ksuba says a lashon that by Pesach Pesuach, when he sees clearly she was mezaneh, Pesach Pesuach Hishnei Edim Dami. The Gemara needs to create that the Shavya Nafshi is also like Edim. It's also creating an Isser, it's a Chalais Isser, not just a reality that there's no Asers, but rather it's a Chalais Isser. His idea of the Baal is like Shnei Edim, and therefore will create Isurim. All that being said, when, let's say the Baal does not know what happened, the Baal doesn't has suspicions, the chalais isser that comes from znos would not be there. You don't have anything which would qualify to be an edus or something that would create isurim. So is the Baal mechuyev going to go weiter? So I was thinking maybe there's an additional din besides for the chalais isser which comes from znos. There's maybe also a din pashit that the ishus is no longer proper on, regardless of the chalais isser. And even though that's not going to make Yisurim, could be that, maybe that's a little bit the nidim that we find, whether or not there's a mitzvah l'kanais or an isser l'kanais. Because mitzat echad, when there's a suspicion, it could go one of two ways. On one hand, there may be something going on which is harmful to the ishus. He doesn't know it for sure. Mitzat sheni, suspecting her, is also a pagam in the ishus. So there, it's already a balance. It's a shikl, which way are you going to go? You're going to try and uncover the znus here. To mitzah, because of the harm it's doing to the ishus. Maybe it will even grow into a real chalais isser if you actually bring it to a full discovery. Mitzah cheni, you're risking what you're mukhzik in. You have some part of your ishus is still healthy. That could also be damaged in the process. Maybe that's somewhat of the nidin. Lamaisa, the Rambam, the Mishnah by us seems to say it's aser because the lashonis is mashman. It's an isser lekanais. Nonetheless, the Rambam paskins that there is a mitzvah l'kanais. However, the chayr would be the person's discretion. At what level does it cross that line where it's worthwhile to introduce the ksata in order to weed out the possible harm that's going on from the znos?
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.